What if kittens played the glockenspiel? And what if unicorns were real? What if you could fly or travel back in time? We welcome you to What If World. What if world? This is What If World.
Hey there, folks, and welcome back to What If World, the show where your questions and ideas inspire off-the-cuff stories. We've got a new question, and we're going to dive right in.
My name's Kylie, and I love dance, and what if cats ruled the world?
Oh no, Kylie, I've been afraid of someone asking this question. What if cats ruled the world? Oh, it's perfect, because I actually have a kitty friend. I hope they make it to the studio in time.
Sorry, Mr. Eric. Instead, you're stuck with me.
I'm sorry, have we met before?
Must be mistaken.
I must be mistaken, meaning we haven't met?
No, that's my name. Musby. Must be mistaken. And I'm here for some flub talk.
Flub talk.
Flub talk.
What's flub talk mean?
It means you made a little mistake, Mr. Eric, and one of your listeners cut ya.
Oh, so someone who listens to the podcast, like, sent in a message with a comment on one of my stories?
That's exactly right. You see, it seems you had a story about unicorns flying into outer space to pick up trash.
Oh yeah, that was the what if things were floating in outer space story, I remember.
Well, here's your flub, Mr. Eric. You see, unicorns can't fly. According to Della, who emailed in her very own flub, flower corns are the only kind of unicorn that can fly.
Oh, flower corns. I should have known. Flower corns are like unicorns, but with flowers for wings, right?
That's exactly right. Nice flub, Mr. Eric.
Hey, we all make mistakes, and you know what? It's hard for us to learn from those mistakes unless our friends point them out, huh? And I'm glad Della did it in a really nice way. So folks at home, that's another way you can reach out to us. Some kids don't want to ask a whole question for a story, but if you want to call in or email or tweet us with a comment on one of our stories, it might end up on Flub Talk in a future week. But for now, it's time for us to get to our story. Once upon a time, there were three good friends. A mouse named Mr. Mouser, a dog named Fred, and a cat named Jojo Fluffy Cat. They were strays, which means they lived out on the street. They didn't have a home.
Oh dear, it's so difficult being a stray mouse. You know, everything's much bigger and faster than me. I just wish I had wheels,
said Mr. Mouser.
Oh, that's a really good point. You would be really fast with wheels, and you would look extra cool with wheels too. I just know it, said Fred the dog.
He talked that way because his tongue was a little too long for his mouth.
I promise that if I am ever in a position of power, I will make sure that I get you wheels, said Jojo Fluffy Cat.
And you know what else? It's tough being a dog with a tongue that's too long for its mouth. My tongue always gets stuck on things and gets real dirty too. I don't like it.
I would like to fix that too. Maybe invent some sort of tongue guard to help you out there.
Oh, that would be great, but we just a couple of strays living in this old alley. We'll never be able to make any difference.
Now don't think like that. We could...
Hey, what's that?
Said Fred the dog.
It looked like a button. And the button says, push this button and become ruler of What If World.
Just what I always wanted. A button to push.
And the cat walked straight up and put its little paw on that button. And just like that, he was far away from his friends Mouser and Fred. He was in the What House.
Hey there, Mr. President there. Welcome to the What House.
What?
Exactly. You're our first cat-like president.
Excuse me?
Oh, sure. We've had dog-like presidents and bear-like presidents and even a few fish-like presidents, but never a cat-like president.
Oh, I see. I'm your first president who is like a cat. I actually am a cat, in fact.
Well, that's right. You know, we're all cats. Ever since you pushed that button, cats rule the whole world.
Well, that's just swell. It's been tough being a stray cat. I want to make this world better for cats.
Well, I'm your top advisor, Meow's Deaf, and we've been getting letters from all over What If World asking you to do this and that. So, why don't you just take a look at...
I don't need to look at your letters. I know what cats want. Here is my first decree. All people other than cats must wear stovepipe hats.
Stovepipe hats? Like those tall hats that Abraham Lincoln used to wear?
Exactly. That way cats will always have a place to climb up on and sit and rest and relax.
Okay, boss. You're the ruler of What If World. Whatever you say goes.
And everyone in What If World, except for the cats, was suddenly wearing a tall felt hat.
And cats all over What If World started climbing up on these hats and laying down for naps and being carried around by other people.
I feel like we did a very good job there.
Sure thing, boss, but,
what's the next order of business?
Oh, sure, well, you do have a meeting with the wizards, actually.
And the wizard Abacus P. Grumbler suddenly burst into the what house, holding his crystal ball.
Now see here, Jojo Fluffy Cat.
Please, call me JF Cat.
Whatever. JF Cat, ever since you took over as the first cat-like president, all my crystal ball will play is these videos of cats chasing lasers and sliding into things when they can't stop running and knocking things off of tables after being told not to.
But JF Cat didn't seem to be listening. He was just staring at Abacus's crystal ball on top of his desk.
Why are you looking at my crystal ball that way? I just really want to touch it with my paw.
JF Cat, do not push my crystal ball.
No, I wouldn't think of it. I'm the president. We must compose ourselves in such a whap.
Just like that, he thwacked the crystal ball right off the desk and it shattered into a million pieces.
My crystal ball, you've broken it.
You shouldn't put things on my table that I want to knock off of them.
Well, and that's another thing. I don't like wearing this stovepipe hat. It's warm and felty, and it's not pointed like a normal wizard's hat.
Well, let me see about that. I'll just climb up there and...
Get off of my hat! Please. What are you doing up there?
It seems comfortable enough to me.
What? That's right, it's comfortable for you, but it's not comfortable for me.
Okay. And JF Cat jumped off the hat. We're gonna fix this. If you don't like your felt hat because it's too hot, you could also wear a stovepipe hat made out of cat scratching post material.
But that just sounds scratchy on my head.
If you don't like that, plenty more options. You could make it out of cat food or fish sticks. Or,
I just don't think you're listening to me. There are people other than cats who need your help.
Do you understand? Not really. I got distracted by a little string hanging from your robe.
What are you? Oh, dear. Yes. All right, let me just trim this little string.
I would prefer if you would, dance around.
I'll do no such thing. I'm going to just walk right out of here and...
But as soon as he started to walk away, his feet started to dance.
What is... Oh, dear. I can't... Oh. Hey, you know, I have actually got pretty good dance moves. Oh, I'm like a ballerina. Oh, how I love dancing. I'm going to do a leap over here. Zoom.
And he leapt 3 feet into the air and landed ever so gracefully on one toe.
And I'm going to twirl all the way back.
And he started twirling and twirling. But JF Cat had finally gotten a hold of that string. and as he twirled, that string ripped away, taking Abacus's robe with it!
Oh dear! Why is it that every time I end up in one of these stories, I also end up in my underwear?
I'm sorry. I just really like string. It's kind of a cat thing.
Dear me.
And Abacus collected all the string, pulling it away from JF Cat, and he harumphed his way out of the what house. Now, there was something I really wanted to do.
Well, you know, there's all these letters still from people asking you to make their lives better, and...
Right. I wanted to make sure that everyone was always dancing, so if they had a string hanging, it would be more fun for a cat to chase it.
I'm sorry, President, but that just doesn't seem like a good use of your power.
Meow's deaf. How dare you suggest I do something I don't feel like doing?
Oh, that's just a thing. You've got responsibilities now. You've got to take care of other people. You can't just use your power to do everything you want.
How dare you?
And just then, he saw two people he'd forgotten, a little pug and an even smaller mouse, walking outside the what house. Fred the dog was wearing a tall hat made of fish sticks, and there was a cat on top of it, so Fred could barely carry himself up the walkway. Meanwhile, Mr. Mouser had a little string hanging from his raggedy vest, so he was dancing, and he looked like he was so tired of dancing, and there was a whole trail of cats right behind him. His old friends looked scared and tired and lonely.
What's going on there? Who's being mean to my friends?
Mr. President, you said that the cats could basically do whatever they want.
Well, they can't do it to my friends.
And he rushed out of the what house.
Meow. Hey, you never made no rules saying we could just do whatever we wanted unless it was to your friends,
said a really big striped cat.
Well, I thought that was implied.
Jojo Fluffy Cat.
The name's JF Cat.
Not to us, it's not. Jojo, our lives have gotten really difficult ever since you became ruler of What If World.
The name's JF Cat.
No, you're our friend, Jojo Fluffy Cat. At least, that's how we remember you.
Hey, can we go ahead and eat this mouse and this dog or what?
Asked one of the cats in the crowd.
No. You can't harm my friends.
But that's okay. We don't want to be your friends anymore. You're making rules that aren't fair.
What are you talking about? All the cats love my rules.
Actually, we really don't,
said Meow's Deaf.
I mean, some of us do, but, you know, your rules aren't fair to the rest of our friends. The dogs and the cats, the humans and the wizards... Their lives have all gotten a lot harder since you took over.
So what am I supposed to do?
Why don't you start by doing something nice for everybody?
Okay, I guess instead of wearing the stovepipe hats, people can all just put them down. And that way, cats can just rest on them wherever they end up.
And everyone in What If World was finally able to take their hats off and put them down on the ground. A few cats grumbled, but then they just snuggled up and went back to sleep.
That was really good. You're being a better president now.
Hey, that felt good. I made some people happy.
And he saw Abacus P. Grumbler still trying to sew his robe back together. But he couldn't stop dancing.
All right, I guess. I'll just take away that whole dancing thing, and now people can just trim the little strings off of their clothes and throw them down for a cat to play with. Or just throw them in the garbage.
And suddenly, Abacus stopped dancing.
Oh, happy day! I know I'm such a good dancer now, but I'd really much rather dance on my own terms. Thank you very much, Jojo Fluffy Cat. Hey, the name is Jay... The name is Jojo Fluffy Cat. And you know what else? I'm gonna get wheels for the mice! Hooray! And I'm gonna invent a tongue guard for all the animals whose tongues are too long for their mouths. Yay! Ow, I bit my tongue.
And Jojo Fluffy Cat started making lots of changes around What If World. But these ones didn't just benefit his friends. They helped everybody. The end. Hey, Musby, what'd you think of today's story?
Well, you know, I was really listening for some flubs, but I didn't pick up on any yet. I guess we'll have to have a few friends call in.
Yeah, I love when my friends call in. I really hope to hear more from them.
Well, that means you might be hearing more from me, too.
That's great. I can't wait to hear from you and all my friends. If you like today's story, please review us on iTunes and share us with a family or two. I'd like to thank Kylie for today's excellent question, Della for emailing back with her awesome flub, and the rest of you for your continued listening and support. Kids, make sure to get your parents' permission before calling us at 205-605-WHAT with your own questions and maybe flubs. Until then, keep wondering.